B09.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to Mark Gangar, and it's a show about your calls. So let's just, Gardner, let's just go straight to the calls.
I'm with you, Kimo Sabe.
John in New Hampshire. John?
Hey, Johnny, you there?
Hey.
Johnny, baby.
Hi, guys.
Hit us, baby.
Hey, I'm just calling. Hey, God, I haven't talked to you for in a long, long time.
Good to talk to you.
I gave these guys a last night a call about the anti-pledge nonsense that was going on in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah,
and,
against the broad-based tax.
And with all that's going on tonight on that show, I thought, well, how about a little good news? In town meeting today, which lasted from about 9 in the morning until after 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's a wonderful all-day affair, the way they drag it out. It's fun.
Yeah, so it's kind of an amazing meat grinder to watch. But in the end, the final question was from one of these people that want to try to water down the pledge. And geez, the wording sounded quite familiar, sounded a little Clinton-esque, that they wanted to not reject the pledge, but have a conversation.
You're talking about the taxpayers' pledge, not the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
Yes.
Right.
This is a pretty heavy New Hampshire thing.
Right. There's a lot of great things going on in New Hampshire for freedom and liberty, and thanks for the update, John. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, if God can give us any history on that, that'd be awesome.
You know what? I'm going to put it off just a little bit, John, because I know a lot of people are eager to talk about this Obama thing and a couple other things. But I will, if we've got some time, give some people some information about the pledge, which is a pledge against any broad-based tax in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's been around since 1952 or something like that. And, we beat it just on a voice vote. Somebody said table it and table it forever.
No. I agree with that entirely. Thank you, John. You know, if you do want to get involved in the fight for freedom here in New Hampshire, you can go to freestateproject.org and sign up for the Free State Project, because a lot of people that are very interested in liberty and smaller government.
We're trying to keep up the state motto. Man.
Yep, yep. Live free or die. They're interested in smaller government. They're moving to New Hampshire to at least make one state free. And appreciate the update, John. Going to Joe in Florida, listening to WFTL, I believe. Joe?
Hey, Joe, how are you doing? How you doing, man?
Good, sir.
Thanks for taking the call. I spoke to you guys earlier about the, when you're talking about legalized drugs and the history behind the fact that drugs were legal in this country for many years.
Okay.
One of the things I wanted to bring up was when the criticism comes in reference to America overseas, one of the things that isn't being discussed is that on many occasions, we've supported Muslims and defended them in Croatia.
Uh-huh.
We defended them against the Croatians.
The Soviets in Afghanistan.
We send millions of dollars to the Palestinians. And another thing that isn't being explained, and I'd like your callers or you guys to be able to explain to me, how is it that the particular situation where Muslims are killing people in countries where there are no Americans and no American influence?
Well,
how do we explain that?
Why are they doing it? Well, it's a power struggle. They, those people want to be in charge. This is the problem with government. Government hangs out this carrot of, you could have government on your side, and you could get all the other people subjected to your will. Whether that situation is by making certain drugs illegal, that's certainly some moralist out there saying you shouldn't do these drugs, or whether that's the situation of welfare saying we should help the poor people because they're poor. They need help and stuff. That's other people getting in control of the government. And that's what government is. It's a carrot out there for the power hungry, and that's what these Muslims are. They're power hungry. They want to rule other people. They want to tell them what to do. And that's the problem with government in its entirety.
Yeah, but in the defense of the Muslims, people say it's Americans meddling. Muslims are killing people in countries where there are no Americans meddling.
Sure, because those countries, for whatever reason, they feel that those countries are meddling too. Do you understand? So they're coming over
in
here
Africa
and killing
where
us.
There's no American or Jewish influence.
Yeah, there are.
How do the Muslims justify killing and chopping off people's heads in countries where they don't? They're not Christian. They're just like living off the land.
There are a couple interesting facets to this. Starting in was it 1939? The real radical Islamist stuff started to grow out of Egypt, and there's some couple good books that have talked about this. One of them, Tony Blankley, who describes himself as a libertarian. I used to work for Newt Gingrich, and now is very frustrated with Newt Gingrich. He wrote this book called The West's Last Chance, I think, or The West's Last Stand. And I don't agree with all of it in there, but he draws some very interesting historical points about how radical Islam has grown and how some of our foreign policy feeds into it. It used to be that jihad, the concept of jihad for radical Islamists, was strictly based on the Holy Lands in the Middle East. Now they have expanded it to include those lands that they had gained during the Crusades, early on in the Crusades, on up into Spain, on up into Europe. And so a lot of people are saying that this is not only radicalized Islam, but it's also expansionist Islam. And it's fascinating to see how they have approached that. I think, and this is the way I look at it, I think either way we look at it, in order to defend the United States, further involvement in the Middle East, we have to be very cautious about that or avoid it altogether, because we are allowing or prompting more people to go over to that radicalized side. I think we just have to tell people, look, if we are going to go with a nationalist structure, which unfortunately we're stuck with right now, the Constitution says we defend the United States, and that's what we do. If somebody attacks us, we'll just wipe them out. And that's the only thing that I can say. And we've got to be prepared to do some pretty radical stuff.
Well, being a libertarian myself and agreeing with you guys and with I do what you guys do. I bring up the Constitution. I say, This is what the Constitution says. How does the Constitution justify us going and doing what we're doing? And my critics say we don't do any of that. Say we're completely out of it. How do you explain where we have no involvement whatsoever, Muslims are killing people there? How do I argue back? I'm asking you for my argument to them to say, what's the answer to that?
It's not just Muslims just hate the United States, and they're doing everything they're doing because they hate the United States. The Muslims are doing what they're doing in those cases because they want to be in control of those governments, and they want to terrorize those governments. They're not all getting their marching orders from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda isn't a centralized organization. It's a bunch of little groups that they're talking about. And, you know, I mean, they're practicing, for one, you know, getting better, and they don't like any of these governments that are run by infidels. I'll totally agree with that. I don't disagree that there are groups of radical Muslims out there that don't like these kind of organizations. But I'll tell you that we'd be significantly better off if we weren't driving those people out of their countries with our military. We would let them solve their own internal conflicts. I think that they would, they'd handle it amongst themselves.
Yeah, for example, I think if you look at places like the attacks on Spain, I'm concentrating on those, but also you look at the Philippines and Indonesia and places like that. I think in most instances they are attacking because those countries have tied themselves to some sort of a policy or some sort of arrangements with the United States, military maneuvers, things like that. But there are other instances where they're infiltrating, using them as launching pads for other terrorist activities. Most of those terrorist activities have to do with trying to strike the West for its involvement in the Middle East. For example, there was a downing of a plane in the 1990s due to a liquid bomb, and that was developed out in the Pacific. But the reason they wanted to bring it down was because there are a bunch of Westerners on the plane. So a lot of these things, I mean, we can't come to any certain firm conclusions between what we're discussing. We'd have to get into it in a lot more detail. But I think most of it has to do with those foreign countries having involvement with either United States policy supporting it or helping out the United States in one way or another.
Okay, one last question. What do you guys think would happen if America, and which I believe they should do, and kind of like what you guys are saying, pull out and become an I'm an isolationist. If we're doing good here, leave everybody else alone.
Yep. I'm no isolationist, but we'll talk about it when we get back, Joe. Thank you. 1-800-259-9231.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. All Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca!
Not really, but my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to uncivilliberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. Talk about anything you want to talk about. We got a bunch of callers on, and we'll get to them here shortly. But first, you've got to know that the Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to Discover the outdoor recreational activities here in New Hampshire that they have to offer and expand your network of liberty-loving activists, business partners, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. You know, Porkfest really does have a lot to offer anybody who's interested in liberty and small government and personal freedoms. It's, you know, there's speeches and tables and stuff
that. Yeah.
But mostly it's the camping and the hanging out with people and having fun.
Yeah. Kindred spirits. It's just so much fun. Gaining new insights from other people, from other aspects of life. It's just a blast. Really, really nice.
Yep.
Yep.
That's porkfest.com. And Joe was just on the line, and he had another question for us about sort of... He was talking about us withdrawing our troops from all the other nations.
Isolationism.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like the term isolationist because people sort of think of Pat Buchanan. He's got the isolationist, chess piece.
Yeah, Mr. And, Populist.
Yeah, I'm by no means an isolationist. I believe in peace with all other nations, commerce with all other nations. I don't believe our nation should be able to tell our, people in this country who you can do business with, who you can't, and how you can do business and all that other stuff. I think that, peaceful relations with other countries is great. I don't think we should send our troops in to support other countries' governments. I think that those people in that nation should be able to decide what their government is, whether through the democratic process or the ultimate democratic process, which is picking up an AK-47 and hunting down the politicians that are lording their power over you. I think that in Saudi Arabia there may very well have been a revolution and King Fahd would have been kicked out if it wasn't for us in there supporting them.
Oh, it's amazing.
And, right. We just shouldn't be doing that. We supported Saddam Hussein. We put him in power. Therefore, we are responsible. We, the United States, if there is such a thing as we are responsible for the atrocities that occurred because we put him in power.
You bring up a couple good points. On one side, the constitutional side, which, if these guys are going to swear an oath to supposedly uphold the Constitution, then I'm going to try to make sure that they stick to it. But on my personal side, I am in favor of free market societies, so even the Constitution goes too far for me. But there's the other aspect of it. You mentioned the we are responsible thing, and that gets very tricky when you've got a government entity. If you haven't voted, if you have paid taxes at the force of a gun, at the barrel of a gun, are you responsible? What are you responsible? It's a very tricky question.
The people that paid their taxes and didn't want to support aren't really responsible, but... this is the problem. This is it. And this is the crux of it and why we shouldn't be in other nations, supporting their despotic governments, one side or the other. Because I just don't care one way or the other. But let's go on with the callers here. I've got Dave in Montana. Dave?
Howdy.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I know him, the Islamists wouldn't be so strong if we didn't buy their oil. So it's kind of a... hypocrisy on both sides of the whole thing. That's my deal. I want to call about that preacher. It really don't matter if Jesus was black or white. It matters if you follow his teachings. And Jesus was a good example of all the hypocrisy that was going on in the temple. And there's a lot of hypocrisy going on in our freedom temple right now. And,
you think we should flip over some tables and drive some
changes
over there, huh?
Yeah, it's time. It's time, and that was a whole other thing that he had to deal with, like go out and kill the Romans or take them over through love that made the whole empire crash, I think some of the chickens are coming home to roost, that whole... Frederick Douglass was brought inside the Congress to speak to Congress he was a free slave at the time.
Yeah.
But he was born a slave, and he really told the truth of what's really going on. And a lot of that truth still exists today. And it all because of the hypocrisy of the line that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And that is so hard to live up to. And we've been hypocrites to that. It took a civil war and then even 100 years after that until until and still today, and that's we hear that old anger yet coming from that reverend and that other guy that called it. He hit on something good. It's an old thing that people are still hanging on. We got to break through this old hate and this old control of oil. Look at the same thing. It touches oil. This old dynasty of oil, man, that's being, we're witnessing that this is their last stand, man. They're doing anything and everything to all of us so they could stay in power for the next 1,000 years.
I absolutely agree with you on this point, Dave, is that
we
oil
American,
really is the crux of power, and that the politicians do not, and their friends who are in these these big oil conglomerates, they don't want us to start alternative fuels and things like that.
Right, because they know their days are numbered, man, because the technology is there, and it's being held back. We're living in a time equal to when Galileo was speaking the truth, you know, and they locked them up. We're living in a modern day dark ages.
And even when the government tries to do something like with ethanol here, they screw it up, you know. I mean, now they've driven up the price of corn.
Wheat, right.
Right. And it should have been hemp.
What we're witnessing too is they're trying to open up the old Silk Trail for oil pipelines into the future for China. China and India are starving for gas.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the history of the old Silk Trail, only three emperors kept that open. You know, it was the Greeks, the Romans, and Genghis Khan and his relatives. And then after that, It was nothing, man, and because the boats started doing everything. And now with the oil, that whole route is being opened up, and you could see it just with Servio and everything. That's the end of the route or the beginning of the route, wherever, which way you're going. It's all hooked up. You look through the history. Whoever opens that up is like another Alexander the Great, and that's what's going on, man. There's a lot of people that want to claim that they opened up the old Silk Road and they got the trade going, and it just so happens a lot of poor people live on top of that land, and they're dying by the millions,
and it's
tax dollars, and you know, and the guy for Ed over there, you know, I'm with him kind of, but we got to come to the point where Jesus in Gethsemane, man. He had to make a decision. Does he live to kill, or does he live for something to die for? Do you live something to kill for, or do you live something to die for? And I don't know. You know, you got to go with Jesus, man. You know, and we're yelling Barabbas. A lot of people yelling Barabbas, Barabbas, and not too many people yell for Jesus because they said he gave up, but no, he won, you know, and that's what it all comes down to, man, and staying true to our creed.
Thanks for your call, Dave.
And for the politicians, it's all about power. That's what
it really is. You know,
about
and
power.
And what power we give them?
Aggrandized.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-224-8184. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-224-8184. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-224-8184.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark,
and I'm Gar.
You know, Gar, and we've been talking tonight, and I really haven't gotten the opportunity for a nice, gratuitous plug.
Now, you, besides being a libertarian talk show host here in the scenic state of New Hampshire, you are you're also an author.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes.
And in your book, what is it, Live Free or
Die? Live Free or Die, just like the New Hampshire motto, man.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. It's a collection of essays on free market economics, the Constitution, more theoretical stuff, leaning towards free market societies over government paradigms.
You know, it's not as dry as you make it sound, though.
Yeah, it's also got short stories in it.
Yeah,
script
stuff.
Yeah, I spent some time in the script department of The Outer Limits. There's a script in there that was never produced. And work my father did, starting in World War II when he was out in the Pacific. He carried these little black books with him. He'd write down different sayings from wise people like Aristotle, George Mason, Thomas Jefferson, and whomever. And then he wrote his own. So every time there's a segment that he wrote, I put him in there, and I have his picture on the back. So it's Live Free or Die. It's at freetalklive.amazon.com.
Yep.
Yes.
So very good.
It's over at Amazon, Free Talk Live, and please check it out. It's Live Free or Die. I'd love to see a few more sales, especially with my dad's work in there. Live Free or Die. Thanks a lot, Mark. Hey, listen, I got another message for you, folks. Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. Not bad. And it's LegalZoom.com.
But you have to use code FTL to get the 10 bucks off.
That's right. LegalZoom.com.
Well, let's go straight to the phones and to the fun at Todd. Todd, you out there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right, Todd.
Very, very good, sir.
Not too much. Well, I heard you guys talking about foreign policy earlier, and I have to tell you that a couple of the callers that you've had on there, even while I've been on the line, one of them, I think it was Ed, you know, I understand where he's coming from on his thinking, but his thinking is really needs to be reevaluated seriously. I mean, as far as our foreign policy is concerned, the fact that we've been in the Middle East for well over 40 years, but, you know, our foreign policy isn't limited to that period. It also stretches as far as back as the Spanish-American War, when we invaded and occupied
Who's
the Philippines.
We? Okay, the United States. All right. Yes, that's the Philippines
point.
Was our first adventure into sort of an imperialist state. And at the time, it was pretty common, you know. There were the European countries were setting up fiefdoms in Africa and that kind of thing. And we decided that, well, the Western Hemisphere is ours, and Philippines is close enough to that. We'll set up there. And the Spanish, I believe they seceded it to us after the Spanish-American War. Is that right?
Right. And, you know, the funny thing is that the disastrous results of that intervention has been very, very deleterious to the Philippine people. Today, their culture is not doing so well. They're not doing as well as they could be.
Well, they've been on their own for about 15 years now, right?
Huh?
They've been on their own for about 15 years now, right?
Right, and after that, as I understand it, you know, even though they've been on their own, but the fact of the matter is that it pretty much has done a lot of damage to their culture and as well as their own independence as a nation. But then again, you know, that's going into, you know, another area there that's
I think we've done the most that we can for the Philippines at this point. We've cut them loose and told them, you know, good luck there in that being your own country thing. I would, it seems ludicrous that, you know, a nation like the United States can rule over a nation like the Philippines, or that the Spanish could. But to me, it's sort of ludicrous that, you know, if this nation can't rule over those people, then how is it that, you know, the nation of the Philippines can rule over its own people? I mean, I feel like individually people are sovereign amongst themselves and should be able to make their own decisions. Now, when they make a decision that harms someone, I think that, you know, some sort of organized body needs to go in and take care of that crap, you know, whether they have to compensate somebody for harming them or, you know, damage to their property or, you know, thievery or whatever. But as long as a person's not hurting anyone, I kind of feel like they should be able to make their own decisions.
Right. Well, it's funny. You're also talking about the whole Israeli situation.
Mm. Actually, you know, Todd, I've got to limit you to one topic tonight. I've got so many callers on the line.
Well, I'm just saying that the whole thing with the foreign policy, we need to get out of the Middle East immediately.
I agree.
And also... stand down and actually get our troops out from over 130 countries right now at this point.
Yeah.
We can't afford this war any longer in Iraq, and it's killing us tremendously.
Yeah, it's driving
us into debt. I just want to say you're doing a great job tonight. Keep it up.
All right. Gardner's doing a great job tonight.
Actually, Ian will be back on Monday.
Thanks, Todd.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. You know,
we're only going to let Ian back if he gets a big pile of my books. Live Free or Die.
If you want to find out how well I've done this evening, you really need to compare it against the last two-night show. I've also hosted Thursday night and Friday night with different people. And then you can sort of see what is Mark like as a host. And you can go to freetalklive.com. The archives for those shows are right there on the right-hand side of the page. They're in a little MP3 format. All you got to do is click on them and they'll start playing. And they're free. You can listen to
everything.
Them.
Yeah.
And what you'll really find out tonight is, you know, what's going on tonight is that Gardner's a great talk show host and makes me sound excellent. So going on, we've got Don. Don, you out there?
Don, you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hey, Donnie, you're on, baby.
Okay. Thank goodness for free talk.
Yeah, Free Talk Live, man. It's the place where everybody should be going. Thanks for joining the show. What do you have to say?
Okay, well, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, I think he was wrong in saying what he said. Jeremiah was a boat follower, all right, but he's no Jeremiah. On the other hand, Mulva, Obama is not going away. He'll be around to stay for a long time. I have a theory.
You think Obama's going to be elected president?
Anything's possible.
It's possible.
The thing is, they're confusing the electoral system. I have a theory called dialectical checks and balance.
Okay.
While I was at UM, I spoke at the faculty club, and my theory is that one thing happens as a result of another.
Seems pretty clear.
The atom is split, it causes nuclear fission, spontaneous combustion, and that's scientific. Politically, we have a checks and balance system. In religion, all things work together for good. To them that are straightforward and are called according to a purpose. Obama is called according to a purpose.
You think Obama's called according to a purpose?
Yes.
Is it socialism?
Philosophical. It could be religious. But I stand on the thought that religion should be separated from state.
Yeah, I kind of do too, and I think that Jesus, if Jesus were in power, that he probably wouldn't use the power of the state to collect money from people. I think he'd call it stealing, because to me, stealing is either forcefully taking or threatening to use violence against someone to get them to give you their stuff, a robber on the street,
right.
And that's what the government does. And I think Jesus would be against that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also think that we should not use the pulpit for we should not use it for bullying, and that's what my right seems to have been doing. It's ironic that Mr. Obama didn't know one of the things that he said before.
That did seem odd to me. Thank you very much for the call, sir. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Don't call that number because, well, this is the last segment, and we got three people on the line left, and I got to get through them. Gardner, before we get to the calls, though, I want to make it perfectly clear that this week I have been a saint. While all the other news media has been doing it, I haven't once talked about hookers.
Oh, man. And
it's one of my favorite topics.
It's awesome.
Hookers.
Yeah.
Really, seriously, the media is just eating this hooker thing up.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Of all newspapers, the LA Times actually has a piece about maybe we should legalize prostitution.
What a crazy thing. Well, let's go straight to the calls. Rob.
How are you doing?
Excellent, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'd actually also ask if you guys would be so kind as to leave me on the line to listen to your response because I'm outside of my car now.
Okay.
I just wanted to make 2 points. So I'll try to be relatively quick about them. One is a response to some of your callers since I've been on the line talking about radical Islam. And just as most horrible things in the world, I'd like to inform your listeners as to why this is the fault of the British, which is, of course, the people who have caused so many problems in the past, and that is a very quick history lesson on World War One. In World War One, the British encouraged the Arabs to revolt in the Arab Revolt and then betrayed them at the end of the war, and instead of giving Arabia its independence, they split it up into several countries, including Iraq and Syria and Saudi Arabia.
And that's why all the countries over there are drawn with straight lines rather than, you know, like natural curvatures like every other country is.
That is so poignant. I actually have said that in my college classes, that any country that is drawn with straight lines is destined for civil war and rebellion.
Great
because
point.
They're not real countries.
That's because you are a super genius, sir.
yeah, really. It's not that hard to figure out. And the other thing is, just to let you know, that the person who the British put in power in Saudi Arabia was a gentleman named Ibn Saud.
Oh, yeah.
Ibn Saud, and he was the radical Wahhabist. He was the original terrorist. He was the original radical Muslim guy. And the British, fully knowing what his belief system was, put him in power over Saudi Arabia and Mecca. And it is basically that action. It's a good book. I won't tell you any more about this. Called No God But God by Raza Islan. He's a Muslim, and he's a moderate Muslim. He says what's happening today is not a war between the West and the East, but is a war within Islam between radicals and moderates. That's just a recommendation for your listeners. No God but God. If you want to learn a little bit about Islam from someone besides Fox News Network, it's a good book to listen. The second point is just a little funny thing that Bill Maher said on his last program, and that was a Texas oil man's son gets into office in 2000. We've had 10 years of consistent, stable oil prices. After he's gone, oil and gasoline is $3.50 a gallon.
What a surprise.
Mission accomplished.
That is
mission
excellent.
Mission accomplished.
And it makes perfectly good sense to me. Thanks very much.
Great call.
Appreciate it. That was Rob. Going on to Vince.
Hello.
Greetings. Hey, Vince.
How are you, Markin? I can't remember your other gentleman's name.
Gardner.
Yeah, Gardner. You know, author of Live for Your God.
Oh, yes. I like reading your stuff on the internet there.
Yeah, thanks.
The Libertarian Seminar. So.
Thanks.
But I wanted to mention something here. It's just a little snippet in the newspaper. It's Richard Dickey Scruggs, the architect of the $206 billion nationwide tobacco settlement in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He
vaguely
going to jail for bribery.
Oh, that's
over
the
Katrina lawsuits.
Is that the guy from the Republican Party thing?
No. This is Richard Dickey Scruggs.
What's the story on the bribery? Yeah, what's that story?
Well, it says here that Scruggs and his other partner, Sidney Backstrom, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to defraud for offering a $50,000 bribe to a Mississippi judge for favorable rulings and disputes over legal fees from Hurricane Katrina insurance losses.
So the whole thing was, he was still doing law after he got that tobacco settlement?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. It's ridiculous. I mean, he made so much money off of that.
He collected probably 30%.
Yeah, huge amount of money. But
wow.
Thanks for letting us know, Vince.
I'm going to have to make sure I mention that on my show. Ricky Scruggs, right? Scruggs. I got it.
Thank you, sir. And going to Josh.
Hello, Mark.
How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad. Just had a quick question for you. You're doing an awesome job. As far as the Free King Project goes, or the Free State Project goes,
yes.
I know if it gets accepted and you guys get your 1,000 people and you guys get into the government and do succeed from the union like you want, what are you guys going to do in case the U.S. government that is left decides that you guys are a homegrown terrorist threat and decides to roll in the tanks to reclaim New Hampshire?
What they're going to have to do is they're going to have to set up a false flag situation where we were actually violent. We have disavowed any sort of violence, and, you know, all I can say is that's what they're going to have to do. I don't expect that to happen. I think that the advent of the media, the way it is, you know, 24-hour news cable networks out there and YouTube and all that stuff, the government wouldn't dare, just simply because there would be so much available content on it. But if they were to do it, you know, I guess that's just what they do. It doesn't bother me. And of course, it's just so unlikely to me that I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, this isn't 1860 anymore, and you can't just tell people whatever you want to tell them about the South seceding. We're trying to free the slaves! Well, they weren't trying to free the slaves. If so, the Emancipation Proclamation would have been signed before the Civil War, not 2 years after the commencement.
True.
Yeah, and the South certainly shouldn't have fired on Fort Sumter. I'm not saying that they're completely absolved of guilt, but this is a nonviolent situation, and I don't have any idea whether we're ever going to be able to secede. That's not a Free State Project situation. That's just simply me wanting secession.
That's good, and hopefully when everything does kick off, I will see you there, since I have signed up. So
excellent, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now all we have to do is get two more people to sign up.
Yeah, we're going to get you here soon. Do you have any idea when you might be coming out?
No, not yet. So we got to find out what I'm going to do when I get there, as far as jobs, start a business, or whatnot.
There's all kinds of stuff here. Come out to a Pork Fest. It's really great, and you'll love it, and you'll want to move soon.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah.
I'm going to try, and I just have one last thing to say. It's not a topic, but I just think, as far as the political systems go, that our elected politicians should be there to make change and not dollars.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Josh. I appreciate the call.
Well, can you believe how many calls we've had this evening?
Yeah, it's been great.
I don't know. Maybe 25. We had all kinds of show prep and didn't get to anything. We talked about the Reverend Wright in the first segment, and it's gone off in all kinds of different directions just from our responses in the telephone calls.
Well, I think you've done a yeoman's job here, my friend. So good job holding down the fort, and thanks for inviting me in. I had a great time, and I look forward to people chatting. They can send me emails, anything like that. They can send them to you. They really should sign up over the BBS over at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at the BBS.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, it's ELGGRANDE. At MSN.com.
You know, you could just have guard at freetalklive.com if you'd get us a picture of you when you were 4 years old and write a bio. Remember when we told you to do that?
That's right.
Like three or four times.
Well, I sent the picture, but I need to write the bio.
Oh, that's right. The bio. It's like three, 4 lines long. You just got to say.
You sure you don't want the one where I'm all painted red like the devil and my whole body's painted red?
I don't remember that one.
That's a good one. Right, the ladies like that.
Yeah.
I just want to mention there's so many things to talk about, like this, you know, the prostitution thing. There's another story that parallels that.
Like a red xylophone.
Yes, exactly. There's a story about Scarlett Johansson selling something for charity, a date with Scarlett Johansson on the internet. And, for some reason, having the pleasure of going out with a Scarlett Johansson but not having sex with her, that's not prostitution.
That ain't a date
and
as far as I'm
legal.
Concerned.
You know, it's just amazing how people want to get in the way of other people's consensual activities.
It does seem like an odd thing that she can, she can prefer a date for money or, money to go to charity.
Yep.
But these hookers with the Governor Spitzer there, it's such a terrible thing. Now, I don't support what Governor Spitzer did.
Right.
Governor Spitzer's a bad man who put people in jail for just this activity.
And he's even worse because he's a hypocrite.
Right. He's the kind of hypocrite I feel should spend the rest of his life in prison for this crap because he ruined people's lives and then did exactly the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, he's the governor. He should be held to a higher standard.
Yeah.
Not, he shouldn't be able to get away with this stuff when the average person wouldn't be. He put people in jail for what he did, and then he went, he went and did it. That's so wrong, in my opinion. That's an abuse of his power.
You know, it was funny because in his resignation speech, and he'll be gone on Monday, in his resignation speech, in the first 60 seconds, he still could not avoid talking about how proud he was of all his achievements. What a jerk.
Yeah, his achievements subjugating these people to the laws that he doesn't feel he's responsible for obeying, apparently. Thanks for listening to the live Saturday edition, and we will be back Monday, and you can listen to us 6 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or daylight, depending. My name's Mark.
And I'm Gard.
Thanks for listening to Free Talk Live. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.